Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Real talk. Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Oh, welcome to you. Can sip with us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
What are you doing? Are you sipping on? Tell me your current last hour. Tell me about the last hour of your life.
Okay. I have been really high vibe in my life lately. So I've just been feeling like my brain is firing. I'm getting into flow state. It's feeling very good. So what did I do? I started journaling.
Yeah.
And as you guys are listening to this, my birthday was a couple days ago. But as we're recording this, my birthday is tomorrow. And so I started journaling about just randomly, whatever. That's what I always do. I show up to my journal with no plan and then just my brain tells me what I want to write about. And I ended up sort of turned into like a dedication to me.
Ooh.
Because at first it started like, you know, I'm proud of where I am, although it's kind of cool to think that I don't even think I've scratched the surface on what I'm going to do with my life. And then I was like, you know, and I'm proud of this, but I could work on that. And then I was like, what if I just went down the proud route? Like, what are all the things that you're proud of yourself for? And like big and small. And then it was crazy. I just started filling up pages. Then I walked for about an hour on the treadmill and I was reading this book that I really liked. And then I showered. I made a nail appointment. My dad paid for I messaged my nail girl. I was like, hey, what is your plans today? And then the next couple of days.
Yeah.
And she said, I could see you today. So, and my dad wanted to pay for it. So I called him. I said, hey, I'm going in at 5. He called right away, paid for my manicure, which I'm doing right after this. So then I showered and then I was listening to a really nice book that I, whatever. And then I started doing my lashes. And that's what I thought I had plenty of time to do my lashes. So I was lackadaisically.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, just messing around, snacking. And all of a sudden I look and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 4:00. So then I
time
slapped on the last
look
eye.
Alive.
I was like, Colleen, I'm coming.
I
slapped on the last eye and came in here, but I'm just feeling very grounded and centered. And it is very wild. Like, I can't even believe my own brain.
Can you believe that you're fine with your birthday now? Because it feels what this sounds like to me, like like grounded in all these things. But it's your birthday. As we're recording this, is your birthday eve.
Uh-huh.
Ashley talks about this over on Patreon. If you're new here, that's where we drop Friday episodes. patreon.com/ you can sit with us. You talked about this over there, and I've known this about you a long time. That you don't like. You haven't in the past liked your birthday. But when I'm hearing this, knowing that like your birthday is around the corner and you're basically like in your birthday, you're in your birthday celebration window, which should for everybody be a full month.
Uh-huh.
Like, you are just zen. This is,
you know,
great.
What's so interesting? So I really have set the intention starting, and I've talked about it here probably many times and certainly over on Patreon, that my goal is to become my own best friend, like treat myself the way I would treat you. And I had this thought today, like, what would it look like if you just really, because part of the birthday thing is like, I feel bad. Like, what if I'm putting people out? What if they don't want to, like, I don't know if people want to go to dinner tomorrow. And then I just decided, like, what if I just decide I'm worth celebrating?
Yeah.
What would that look like if I just tried that on and I let people celebrate me and I celebrated myself? What would that look like? You know, it's like, this is what I do all the time. I just play around with thoughts. Like, if there's a thought that doesn't feel great, I just try a new one on and see if it feels better.
Yeah.
And so, I had that thought today. Like, what if I just allowed myself to celebrate me and then allowed other people to celebrate me instead of like feeling like I'm putting them out or, oh, it's not a big deal. It's just whatever, you know?
Yeah. Downplaying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's also helped because the kids are so excited for my birthday. Mm. And Mac is so excited. He's been counting down for his birthday since Revy's, which is at the end of November.
Yeah. And his is right around the corner too.
It's 10 like, days
what,
10 from
days
mine.
Away. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's so freaking excited. And then Revy came in this morning and she was like, Mom, it's your birthday Eve. And I was like, because we had talked about that like a couple days ago. And so I asked John, I said, hey, John, maybe you pick him up from school today and take him to like dollar store or something and have him pick a present out for me because they're so excited. Yeah. And then I had that thought too of like, at some point I was a little kid who also was so excited for my birthday and other people that I like my parents' birthdays, right? Like it was like so fun to sell. My kids are obsessed with anybody's birthday.
Yeah.
They're just like, it's so exciting.
Magic.
You know?
It's real magic.
It's like, they're so excited about it. And so I thought, I'm just going to see what that feels like. And so that's what I've been trying to just like dip into is allowing myself to find a lot of joy in that.
Yes. I love this.
It's, So, you know, trying it on, but it's feeling good so far.
I love it. Are you sipping on anything?
No. I did not. Water.
No.
I did not come with anything festive.
Well, that's fine.
Are you?
Yeah. I grabbed a beer.
Oh, a beer sounds darn good.
Yeah, it does. And I'll tell you about my last hour or whatever. Afternoon. I didn't mean to whatever it because I didn't know if it was like exactly the last hour or.
Right.
Well,
yes.
Just recently.
The timestamp.
My current state.
Your current state.
I have a couple of friends who've had little babies. Mm-hmm. And the thing to do is bring a meal. And so I thought, I'm going to make Thai food. I'm going to make Thai food.
Oh my gosh.
Ambitious. Wow. Curry is actually not that hard, but if you want to do a good curry, you got to get the right stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking through my day. I was thinking through today, yesterday, and the things on my plate. And, you know, you're trying to squeeze in between breastfeeding, this. There were other things. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to get a workout in. You start mapping it all out and you're like, I'm like, I'm not going to actually have time to make this if I don't do it tonight.
Wow.
So I put, you know, we put the kids down.
That was a good forethought you had there. If I'm nothing else,
if not a planner.
Yeah, that's true. We've seen that time and again.
You know, I got the schedule mapped out miles ahead, an Achilles heel, sometimes too far.
Wow.
So we put the kids down. I venture out last night. That is the time.
No one's there.
To go to Trader Joe's. Let me tell you what.
TJ.
Right before it closes at 9 o'clock here, I roll in at 8:30.
Okay.
Perfect time.
Right. Not 8:59. That's enough time to get in and out, get your job done. Totally.
What was so nice was I had a longer list of things that I needed. And they were, some of them were kind of peculiar, right? To me. Not to, but like I'm making this other thing. I'm making this other thing, this cake that requires a certain thing. And I'm still trying to find these things, right?
Yes.
These like peculiar things, fish sauce, for example. And what's nice is that in Trader Joe's, I feel like I'm always in everybody's way.
Oh.
Like.
That's nice. Zoe, did you say what's nice?
No, I feel like I'm in everybody's way at Trader Joe's. Oh, I might have said what's nice. At Trader Joe's, I always feel like I'm in everybody's way. So what was nice about last night was I could really browse. I could spread out my body, relax my mind, take my time. I went up and down every aisle.
Every
I looked
aisle,
at both sides.
Every time.
I looked high because they've got like the candies and the stuff on top. And I looked low, deep into the freezer things. Mm-hmm. I looked at every single thing. And there wasn't, you know, nosy Nancy or freaked out Fanny next to me, you know, grabbing stuff in that frantic state that people are in at Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. It just was me and like a couple other people waving to each other. little nod. Right. Hey, yeah. Where's the frozen rice? You know, mm-hmm. easy street. Couldn't find everything I needed there. So then I'm telling you about the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I went to New Seasons.
Okay.
That is also the time to go to New Seasons. Because mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. place during the day will send me to the hospital.
It is very anxiety inducing. Yes. I feel the same way about Whole Foods.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It's too much.
All around. It's too much as it is, and then you add people into the mix.
No can do, my friends.
Overload.
Yeah.
I found all the peculiar things that Trader Joe's didn't have at New Seasons. Came home, okay. Started making curry at 9:45 at night.
Wow. And that's normally like your bedtime, isn't it?
Bedtime's like 10:30.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But getting close. Right. That's wind down time.
That's wind down time.
That is, I'm not normally making.
Yeah, getting started on a project. Right.
So I quadrupled the recipe because the recipe notes, because you got to find good recipes with good rating, but then you've got to read at least 15 to 20 comments. And then you got to see which comments have a lot of likes, because sometimes people are like, and a lot of people said, I made this sauce, wish I would have made double. Wish I would have made double because it's just the quantity.
Smart. That is something I have overlooked. Reviews on recipes. Yep. Wow. Okay. There's your tip of the day.
So I quadrupled it because I thought that should be enough for two drop-offs plus keep some for myself.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what I've been doing. All that is to say, did the drop-offs. I found these little Asian salads at Trader Joe's as well. So I like paired this curry with the frozen rice packet because then they could heat it up.
Yep.
Rice gets weird if you make it too far in advance.
Yeah,
little Asian salad, some of the little Trader Joe's treats, like thing. And then I came home and I warmed myself up some of the curry.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, delicious.
Was it a knockout?
It was a knockout. Do you want me to share the recipe?
Okay, how hard was it? Yeah, share the recipe. Because
it wasn't that hard. Hardest part, you've got to just source some of the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Pinch of Yum is where I found this.
Maybe you've talked
about them before. Red Thai curry sauce, 102 reviews, solid, 5-star.
Wow.
It came together pretty fast, but then like it'll come together fast, but the longer it cooks and stuff, the better the flavor. So I was actually glad I did it last night because then it sat overnight and got happy. Mm-hmm. I added to it. So this is just making like the red curry sauce. You got your lime juice, your sugar, your garlic, your peanuts, your fish sauce, curry paste, peanut butter, coconut milk, that whole vibe. Mm-hmm. And then I added in a little spice, a little pepper. I added in red peppers.
Okay.
Yep. And broccoli and chicken. To make it more of a meal.
Yeah.
So
did you see the people or did you just like drop it and run?
I saw one out of two.
Okay.
Yeah. So one is really in the thick of it.
They got a freshie.
Yep. One's got a real
couple
freshie.
Weeks, right?
Yeah. And then the other one, less fresh, very fresh, but less,
like
not
a month
as,
or
not
so.
Straight home from the hospital.
Which I actually think you gave that tip before. I feel like when you were new mom, we did like a new mom episode or something, and you said, you know, everyone's very helpful right away when it's like those first couple days or the first week, but really nice treat if people bring you stuff. I think it was like, what can you do for a new mom or something, right?
Yeah.
You're like a couple weeks in.
Yeah.
They're still in the thick of it, but all the fresh fanfare has worn
left.
Off.
Yes.
And so here you are swooping in with a save the day situation.
Weeks 6 to 10, sometimes even 12, that's mm-hmm. a great time mm-hmm. to like still like, hey, kick your feet up tonight and here's
right.
a meal.
Yeah.
Because then that person's gone 8 weeks, 10 weeks,
right.
sometimes 12 weeks without a full night's sleep.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
It's a good time.
You know? It's a good time.
That's so thoughtful.
But then I also won because I got this delicious lunch that was just tremendous.
Well, and then you feel good, you know, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like you love
yeah.
cooking. I mean, I am a, you know, order and then deliver kind of gal.
Yeah.
But there is something, it does have a different feeling knowing like your heart it's also infused with the sauce. Your heart and your love is also there.
Yes.
On their doorstep in this package.
Homemade meals, I feel like in the state like in this moment that we're in, and trust me, we're getting Grubhub tonight. We're getting like we're doing, you know, having dinner delivery. Amazing. In this moment where there's so much of that, like we have so much of that. I don't cook all that often. When I do, I feel like it tastes extra, like
it's a real treat.
Oh, yes, because it's just time. Time
it
is never
really
on your
is
side.
Food for the soul. Like a homemade thing. It's like ordering in is like checking a box.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. Let's solve it.
Yep.
But home cooked is really also nourishing your soul, not just the bod.
Yes.
Yeah. I should really see if maybe that's a thought I should try on. Yeah. What if I like to cook?
You know what's weird though to me?
What?
Is when you lived, because you say you don't like cooking or don't cook or don't enjoy. Mm-hmm. But when we lived close, we would cook a lot together because it was fun.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we did.
Yeah. At some point, the story became in my brain, and this happened very early. It did happen when I was there, that my time is best spent doing other things, right? And at the time, it was like building my business. And so I'd come home from work, you know, working full time. And then
I mean, you weren't even watching shows.
No, I wasn't watching TV. I wasn't doing anything. Yes.
You know, you barely had, you know, you made time for me, but you
I didn't have a lot of social life at the time. We had, you know, committed. John and I fought about it a little bit, and because it was like every single day of the week. And so then I realized, okay, I got to take some time. So we had our Thursday night trivia always. That was like a standing date that John and I, and then you and Chris would always do. And then I would take weekends off, but every other, and usually Sunday I would still work, but every other night it was like end one job, go right into the next. And then that just sort of became routine. It just sort of became a habit, you know, and then you add kids into the mix and it's like, I was just out of routine.
Yep.
But I feel like I am curious because I feel better when I know what is in the food that I'm eating and, you know, like that I had a hand in making it.
Yep.
So I don't know. I'm not necessarily in that space. I am building another business now, but I'm not working a full-time job anymore. I mean, I am, right? But like, I'm not working two jobs anymore. So I have all day to work my job. And now it's just that I'm not in the habit of it.
Right.
So, you know, and then I always think, well, I'll try to get into it. So then I go to the grocery store or I order Instacart and have the groceries delivered. And then they sit in my fridge and rot because it's like, ah, I'm going to order out.
I mean, when I said I don't cook often, I want to correct, I don't cook passionately that often. So when I cook something like a labor of love, like a curry from scratch or something, that's definitely not it. That's not sustainable. I think simplifying it is really good. Like eat like easy. Eat like Taco Night, Taco Tuesday. Have that every week.
Yes.
That way,
John
it takes
and
the
I were just talking about.
Yeah,
we were just talking about doing that. He has a couple things. He's like, I could do these two times a week, like a spaghetti meal, you know, and then we just found, I'll talk about it on a future episode, but on a favorite episode, we just made this thing in the slow cooker that was freaking for New Year's Eve. Amazing. Every single person at the house was like, oh my God, that's
I
so good.
And
it was very easy.
Is.
I know. I don't want to tell you guys now, but I can't. I have to save it. You got to tune in for
a
future show.
This is bullshit.
It's a cliffhanger.
Not a cliffhanger. It smells.
It's a teaser.
This is bullshit. I just
it's
stepped
be very
in bullshit.
Exciting. Look, if you've got an event, you know, before next Tuesday, DM me. I'll send you. I'm back on my DM shit where I no longer have my assistant helping me because I'm like, I got to be in with my people.
You gotta
I got to like
pulse.
I got to talk. Yeah, I got to have a pulse. So I am checking my DMs. If you have an event that you cannot possibly wait, message me. But otherwise you're going to have to wait. Okay. I'm bringing it. She's DMing me. Anyway, so he was like, I can make those two things. And then he's like, if you can come up with two things. And one of my standard go-tos is stir fry. I'm a queen of stir fries and I like it. You throw a bunch of veggies in a pan, saute them up with some, you know, sesame oil and chili oil, garlic, ginger, and whatever kind of protein, and then some aminos. Oh, baby, give it to me every day. And then something else. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Okay. So she just DM'd me.
I did. This
wow,
dinner
that was
conversation
intro.
Couldn't be more perfect. Because the other thing Chris and I do that I don't know how we would survive without is we subscribe to HelloFresh. Farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to our doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Short on time? Yeah.
All of us are.
Look for HelloFresh's quick and easy options like 20-minute meals and easy cleanup dishes. Big on flavor and easy on effort, these time-saving solutions mean more time with friends and family around the holidays. Quality is HelloFresh's priority. Ingredients travel from farm to your home in less than 7 days, so you know they're fresh. And Chris and I, like I said, absolutely love this. It comes to our doorstep every single week. We open it up. It has just the ingredients that we need. Easy to follow instructions. And it's nice to have, like, we go on and we pick in advance so we know exactly what's coming. And then we get to decide, oh, what are we in the mood for? We have the tacos or we have the meatloaf. Tonight, we're doing a like a Parmesan panko crusted chicken with this like really pretty salad that we get to whip up next to it. And it does give us that feeling of this is something homemade with, we know exactly what's in it. Yet it's not anything that's like overly extravagant in the sense it's quick to come together, quick to make, and we feel good about what we're eating every night.
If you guys got to try this for yourself, go to HelloFresh.com/sip18 and use code SIP18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/sip18 and use code SIP18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping.
It's been like kind of windy here for a while.
Okay.
That doesn't sound really exciting. Wow. But it feels like, like we've been in somewhat of a state of storm for like 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, I just had to share this with all of you.
Yeah. Yeah. You just had that sort of light bulb at that moment.
I just thought, how much longer am I going to have to deal with this?
Right. Is it raining?
Yes.
Oh, that's the problem. Wind and rain, give me one or the other, you know? And honestly, oh God, I was going to say, what would I rather, wind or rain? But I don't want wind and rain. Right. No, sir. Reed.
No, it's going to get you. It's going to, you know, whack you in the face.
I actually think I might just prefer rain over wind, depending on the wind.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because I'm wearing lip gloss a lot of the times, and so your hair's blowing, it's sticking to your face.
Yes.
Your you know, jacket's trying to bust
Talk
open.
With kids, too. Oh, like, with kids don't like the wind.
Forget about it. Yeah.
You know, when it's raining, you go jump in puddles. You can go still do things.
Right. And you got umbrella. I mean, I know in Oregon, I feel like you don't really use umbrellas. You just figure it out. But, like, you got things you can shield. And, you know, okay, I got to go from point A to point B. I generally know what to expect. It's sort of predictable. If it's rain, here's the situation. Wind is unpredictable. You don't know what's going to happen if you're going out in there. And then if it's windy and rainy, forget about it. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Or snowy and rainy. You ever been on the mountain when it's snowing and raining? Or whatever, snowy and windy? Oh, gosh.
You know, before Ben, I took a ski lesson. I thought, I like skiing. I want to get back into skiing. You know, 'cause I never liked snowboarding.
Right.
And then when I really think about it, the whole process of finding all your snow stuff, or maybe you have it dialed, but like putting on your snow stuff, you know, you're sitting in your car, either you're a marshmallow or you've got it like, I hope I didn't forget anything. I hope both of my gloves are in the trunk, you know, and then you get there and you like put it all on, you waddle over to get checked in, you get your shit.
And the boots are a major problem. I think snowboard boots are maybe less uncomfortable, but the way that your foot does not bend when you're wearing ski boots.
No.
So you're like clomp, 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 you know, clomp. It's very awkward.
Yeah, finding all the things. You're trying to like not lose whoever you're with. You like take the ski lift, and if it's windy or whatever, it's just cold. So you're like, how do I cover more? How do I cover the pupils of my eyes? You know? Right.
And I have major anxiety about my dismount from the lift every time.
Yes.
Every time I'm terrified of getting off the lift.
I get anxiety about the dismount, and I get anxiety about the whole thing. So I'm like, how's this going to go? You know, and then I start to, I feel like I have to pee when I get anxious like that.
Yeah.
And then you can't do that.
And you're trapped on the lift. And you're on the lift. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, mm-hmm. you know, I figure out how to get down, but it's not necessarily enjoyable.
Yeah.
I'm just, right. I'm sort of relieved when it's over. I think I can go again. And then again, I'm just sort of relieved when it's over that I didn't like break my
something.
Arm.
I have that same thought. I just barely, I go at, you know, 0.4 yeah. miles per hour, just barely going down the hill.
Then you and go, I think, oh, you want
to
go.
I'm not willing to break an arm over this.
Then you get hungry. You want to go eat. Good luck finding any food in the,
in the lodge.
Forget about it.
And then the other thing is when you do, you finally get, and it's not even just finding something to eat. I feel like it's finding somewhere to sit. Mm-hmm. I mean, tables are hot commodities, right?
Impossible.
So then you finally, it's a lot of things you got to find. You finally get a table.
Yep.
Oh, and you take that hat off and you itch your head because your hat's been in. Yes. You're like, oh, that feels really good. And you take your gloves off and you sort of start shedding the layers. And you're like, this is actually really nice.
Yeah. And then I think
and then
I want to
everyone
beer.
Says, ah, should we hit back out after everything?
You're like,
and you think,
why are we ruining this moment?
Yeah. I feel like this is where we're supposed to be right now.
You know what sets in when I'm having lunch too and like scratching my hair? I look around and that's when my insecurity sets in. Because I see all these other people very athletically.
One of these things is not like the other.
Right? I don't belong here.
Yeah. I do not belong here.
Don't belong.
Right.
And then it's like, fine. And I'll go figure out how to do one more run. And I'm like, who wants to go back? You know,
right.
And then I'm relieved as all get out when we're back in the car. The whole thing's over. I didn't die. Like I'm headed home and I'm so happy
about
that.
I'm safe. My limbs are still attached to my body.
Yes.
I made memories, quote unquote.
Yes.
You know, I did the right thing. I was a winter bunny and I don't, I've checked the box until next year.
God.
Yeah.
All right. Turns out we don't even need the thing that I brought for this episode.
We can just BS with the
we
best.
We are the So I got this thing for Chris and I. I've talked about a little bit here this it's I don't know if it's like Swedish method or what, but it's spelled H-Y-G-G-E. How would you pronounce that?
Hygge. Hygge. Hygge.
So
H-Y-G-G-E.
H-Y-G-G-E. And then Chris and I, so what it is it's a like a method or a way of happiness, right?
Oh, it
so there's
says
like all these things.
Sounds like hyuga.
Huga.
Oh, hyuga.
Huga.
Hyuga. So it's hyuga.
Yeah.
That's huga. The answer.
All right. So, and the whole thing, there's like many things where it's like get outside, stay connected with your closest friends, candles, lighting, like it's there's all these tactics for happiness. And so
it says I looked up the definition. So think of it as H-U-E-G-A-H, hygge, and it says a calm, comfortable time with people you love,
yes.
a complete absence of frustrations or anything overwhelming. Often enjoyed with good food, drinks, warm blankets, and candlelight. Well, that sounds friggin' peaceful.
Yes, okay. This is the after the ski trip.
Right, yeah. This is when you get back to the cozy
this
cabin.
Is where it's really at. Yes. So they have this thing that I found on Amazon that's called the Hygge game.
Uh-huh.
And it's these cozy conversation cards that I'm here we are.
Oh.
I brought them here.
Great.
And so here's some questions. From this game.
Yeah.
Do you always sleep on the same side of the bed?
I mean, okay, that question's funny because I feel like, well, my brain first went to like at home, yes. And then I thought, well, everyone sleeps on the same side at home. And then I thought, what if there's some people that don't sleep on the same side of the bed at their own home and they share that? And then I thought, what kind of reckless people are flopping bedsides?
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
But I don't always choose the same side of the bed when we're on vacation.
Really?
How
does John feel about that?
I think fine.
Does he get, do you call the side? Do you get there and you like put your book or whatever on whatever side? Like, do you call dibs or is he the one switching it up?
It's probably me. And it usually has to do with like closest to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Strategy.
Or something with the kids. Mm. Mm-hmm. I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are flip-flopped in our current house because the last two homes that we owned, my side of the bed was closest to the bathroom. If you're looking at the bed, I'm on the right side. If you're laying right in the bed, I'm on the left.
Same.
Okay. Yeah. So you're closest to your bathroom.
Yeah.
So, but now in our house, I'm still on that same side of the bed, but I'm far at the bathroom door is now on John's side of the bed. So it's kind of I still had to adjust.
Oh.
But generally I feel like when we are somewhere, I like to be closest to the bathroom because you know my bladder.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing. I need and John can hold his pee like nobody's business.
Same with
him. He doesn't ever get up in the night.
Yeah. I don't know how they do it.
I don't either. Can't. And then I hear him in the morning and I think, or they get up in the morning and he'll like brush his teeth, get dressed, go make coffee and then come to the bathroom.
Yes.
And I'm like, what do you mean? That's not urgently needed out of you right now. But
like we come home first thing, I do.
Yeah. Oh my God. Today I'm sitting there on the couch. John went to the grocery store. He's unloading bags back. He's taking trip after trip. And probably on his fourth trip, he goes, oh, I'm going to pee my pants. I said, what the hell are you doing unloading groceries for? Get in the bathroom. But if I'm going to pee my pants, it's immediate situation I'm taking care of. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I never let it get to that point.
No,
I know,
never.
I'm always like not afraid I'm going to pee my pants, but I'm always, you know,
aware that it's a possibility.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Playing defense all the time.
So, you know, same. I also sleep on, if you're looking at it the right, you know, we already talked about that. But one time I did suggest to Chris, because I'm curious, what would it be like
What's
to be
the view like
on the other side? Because even on vacation, sometimes I try and sneak to the other side. He's like, no.
Oh, really?
Yes. Uh-huh. And one time I said, hey, do you want to get crazy? switch what side of the bed we sleep on? And the look on his face was like what you described. You animal? What?
You
no,
are
we'll never do
reckless.
That. And then I'm thinking, am I literally going to die?
Right.
Never knowing.
Right.
What it's
Wow.
On the other side.
What did you, do you remember, did you sleep? When Chris is gone.
Did I sleep?
Did you ever sleep before Chris?
You know, that's what I should do.
Yeah.
He just came in to get the monitor.
I should
send him away on a trip so that I can try sleeping on his side of the bed.
Uh-huh. What did he say? Immediately, he said, no.
Sure, I'll go. Bye.
Oh, he's like, all right, I win this one. Uh-huh. That's true.
Okay. Okay, if you could be reincarnated as any animal, which animal would you choose?
Okay. It's going to be, I think. Well, the first thing has got to be that it is an animal in its right environment, right? Like an elephant belongs in the jungle or whatever, not like at the zoo. And a dog belongs with loving owners, not chained to a fence. So we're just going to caveat this that like the animal's having a good life.
Sure.
Right? If I could come back as anything, I just had this thought of like, I'm going to come back as a snail. No, I'm going to come back. I kind of feel like a horse on a ranch. But then I also had the thought of a dog, like I see these things on TikTok. They're like herding dogs.
Yeah.
You know, cattle dog, well, herding dogs, I guess like a Australian shepherd kind of. And they go out and I see them and they're so well trained. There's this one guy who has a dog and he says one word and the dog knows which it means right or left, right? And it stop and go for like he has his own language. And I just know that dog is living his best life.
Yeah.
He's loving it.
Yes.
So I feel like that would be cool. Or I have this fascination with horses recently.
Yeah.
They just seem very majestic.
Yeah. You get to just run.
Flowing. Yeah.
And you're well taken care of. It seems like people who take care of horses are really
And it's
dedicated.
Lots of peaceful. It seems very zen.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to be anywhere near a rodeo if I'm an animal.
No. No.
What are you coming back as?
I thought leopard because I'm like, what would it be like to run that fast? And I thought, I don't want to be in an environment where I could be hunting or hunted.
Mm.
You know, I got to be in the horse or dog or cat lane.
Okay. Yeah.
Where it's just sort of domesticated. so that I'm safe from getting murdered for the most part.
So what do you choose? So horse, dog, cat?
You kind of swayed me on horse. I'm thinking that could be cool.
Doesn't that
to run
nice?
Through the countryside or where you
on
know,
a nice pasture?
Before that, though, because I think that's the answer. But before that, before I heard your answer, I was thinking cat.
Yeah.
Because people who get into cats,
they get into
really like they get really into cats. And then also cats are really able to do like they jump up really high.
Yeah. Agile.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And like they can also. So I want to be like an indoor outdoor cat where I could also run around and not get lost.
Yeah.
But like jump up into a tree and just sort of scope the neighborhood
out. Actually
very
fascinating. I wonder if anyone's put a GoPro on their indoor outdoor cat and they just see what the hell they do all day.
Hey, if you're listening to this and you have an indoor outdoor cat, can you buy a GoPro?
GoPro it.
Strap it to them and then
you can. It's a write-off. It's a business expense for our podcast.
Send it over to youcansipwithus@gmail.com.
Oh my gosh.
Anyone who actually does this or has video, we're sending you merch.
Yeah.
I will just throw that out there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And any cat that tolerates a GoPro being strapped to them for their adventures.
Yeah. They get merch too.
They get a bunch of catnip or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like to be better at?
Had this the other day, I was writing down 10 wild goals that I have for myself that like seem out of this world. And I didn't put it on the list, but then later in the day, I thought, you know what needs to go on there? Speaking another language.
Ooh.
I would like to speak Italian.
Italian?
Yeah. Because I'm going to live in Italy someday for 3 months.
Well, and you're going there for your 40th birthday.
Yeah, that's going to be a test drive.
So maybe you need to start on this sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe I do. Because I don't have much going on right now. The kids they're kind of independent. They don't really need me. So I could probably just squeeze in some lessons.
Italian classes?
Learn a whole new language. Yeah. And if I need to take a trip over there, I don't think they'd even notice I was gone, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be fine.
I could see you. I could see this for you.
Oh, but. Wait, is that Greek?
Missing the mark a little, but I see it less. It's fading.
I can't think of a single Italian word.
Yeah.
Salute!
Arrivederci! Ciao!
Pizza!
Ciao!
Bonjour!
Ciao!
Buongiorno!
Yes.
Bonjour is French, right? Buongiorno.
I don't know.
I'm
not the one
either.
Trying to learn this.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's my answer. Final answer. I'd like to be better at learning a language, at speaking another language. What would you like to be better at?
I'd like to be better at relaxing.
Oh, I know how to do that very well.
You and Chris, and I would like to be better at it innately. I would like not just do it because I can try and do it, but I'd like to be able to enjoy it. I enjoy it at the end of the day. Like once the house is tucked in and everyone's done, it's like I really enjoy those moments.
Yes.
But there are certain, it's like I have this thing where it's like I have, when I go to do it, if things aren't done or if the things that I think need to be done aren't done.
Yeah.
I'm like crawling out of my skin.
Yeah.
I can't just
so you're relaxing, but you're like, okay, but that means the to-do list is not.
It means
not,
I'm not working out,
there.
Which I want to do more, or I'm not, or the dishes are just in the sink, or you know, I have this thing, like literally written down on my desk right now of just things that I've been meaning to get to, schedule it, like, so there's always something to fill the time.
Right.
But like, I need to schedule the appointment to have the thing taken off my arm that I talked about either here or over on Patreon. I need to go to the dentist. I need to do baby books. I haven't started a baby book for Ellie. I got this book to like put in pictures of every time we've gone to the cabin. I need to organize the kids' clothes because they're growing out of those, especially you know, it's like, so there's always something and it's never, but this is never going to stop. This list is never going to stop. So then how do I, and what I'm jealous of, like Chris's ability, and he still is productive and does things.
Right.
And like he's
right.
still, it's not that, you know, but he can relax. He can like amidst all the things, he can sit down and just like chill. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how do you do that? Genuinely.
Yeah.
Cause I want to be able to like be better at relaxing, knowing that there's always going to be a list.
Yeah.
For the rest
so if
of
I were
life
coaching you, we would get into for some reason, your brain is prioritizing those to-dos over the relax. Because for me, remember, there was a few years ago where I had a friend that wanted more of my time. And I was still like in the build. I was really in the like, I wasn't building my business anymore, but I was like, that was when I was at the height of it, recruiting so many people and had so many people counting on me. And I just was like, I can't sacrifice it. I said, I'm just too busy. And she said, I don't even watch TV. And I remember having this feeling of like, well, I watch TV, so does that mean I'm not busy? And then I had my next thought was like, no, because that is very important to me. Like I can't, if I say yes to giving more time over here, then I'm taking away, and that friendship is very important to me, but I'm taking away this time that is my downtime. And that is also very important to me. Like, so there's somewhere in your brain where you have decided that the to-dos are more important than like the resting.
Yeah.
And for me and maybe Chris, like resting goes on the list of to-dos. It's very important for me to reach. So there's got to be a thought that is triggering you that makes you think that what I'm doing right now is not as important as this.
Yeah.
And so it's like shifting that into like, but this actually is important. This is not a waste of time. This, right? Like,
yes.
And I saw this quote at the same time that I had this conversation with a friend that said something like, I'm going to say no to that, not because I'm too busy, but because I don't want to be.
Yeah.
Right? So there's got to be something, and I'm not life coaching right now, so we're not going to dig deep into your brain, but that might be something that you just start considering is like, why am I not prioritizing rest? Why does rest not, why have I decided that it's not a priority on my to-do list?
Yeah.
You know, why have I, because essentially that's like where you sort of recharge. Because if you're continuing to pour out and do the to-do list, there is some people that I think feel fulfilled by doing to-do lists, and you might be one of them. But, and so then there's another.
Yeah, addiction to achievement. Mm-hmm. Also a stage in life where there really is a lot of priorities.
Yes.
And also that I'm not asserting what, like, I even if I, like, yeah, so there's a lot in there. There's a lot in there.
When you first said it, my first thought, whenever anyone has these like sweeping generalizations about ways that they want to be, I always have the thought is, why do you want to be that way? Right? Like I have this friend who was like, I just know I need to work less. And I was like, why do you think that? And she's like, well, you know, I'm always working and da 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 da. And I'm like, and she's like, but I just love it. I crave it. I light up when I do it. And I'm like, again, so then why do you want to work less? Like if you love it, the world is telling you that you should have better work-life balance.
Yeah.
But if it lights you up, the world can say whatever. You're the only one that knows that actually this doesn't deplete me. This feels really good.
Yeah.
And so then the question is, why do you want to relax more? Do you feel like it is something that you need, or do you feel like it's something that you should be better at?
Right.
Because the world has told you, no, you need to have downtime. You need to, but like maybe not.
Yeah, maybe that's true. You know? Maybe that's true too. I do think I go over the edge sometimes though, where if I don't, then all of a sudden I haven't eaten.
Oh yeah.
I'm cranky.
Right.
I don't want my kids to see a model of someone who isn't, like that they feel like they can't relax when they're my age or whatever with a family. You know, I want to model for them seeing me take time for me and not be like the martyr thing. You know? Yeah. So I do but actually of, want it, but maybe I don't need, maybe, but I also don't want to give up the other thing. So maybe it is cliche to say, find that balance, but I think that's where I want to explore.
Well, yeah. And I think it's like, right. I always say, I never know what anyone should do, but you just want to like your reasons for doing it. And so I think it's sort of drawing up a list of like, what feels better in this moment? Like, how would I feel if I'm able to tackle some of these tasks, and how would I feel if I'm able to just sit here and not what, like, should I be doing what, you know, am I going to be like, okay, I relaxed and therefore I checked the box. But ultimately that didn't feel that relaxing because now I still have all these other things to do and I want to do this. So
isn't that like, funny? I do that. Meditate, box check. Where it's like sort of ironic.
Right. Right. The opposite of what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like bring you more into the present and quiet your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why it would be worth exploring if it's something that you actually want. Because the other piece of it, like if you truly, genuinely, if you just allowed yourself to be someone that doesn't want to really relax and sit down and like cleaning feels good or tackling the to-do list or getting things done, that also recharges you. And then you could loosen some of the self-judgment, or it might even be whether you're conscious of it or not. Because I heard Glennon Doyle talk about this. She can't relax either. And she used to have a lot of judgment of Abby because Abby can relax. And she would think, must be nice that you could just sit down and watch TV in the middle of the day, right? And what Glennon realized was she was judging Abby, but what she was really judging was herself, her ability to not be able to relax. And if you let go of some of that judgment of like, what if I just don't, I'm not someone that sits down to relax. I recharge in other ways. And just loosening some of that, then your kids won't, I don't think the fact that you're busy doesn't necessarily mean that they won't be able to sit down and relax because you're doing it from
a joyful
place. Mom is
doing something she's enjoying.
Yeah, right.
It's not coming
from. This does
from,
recharge her. However you're recharged is totally fine.
Yeah, that's good.
You know?
Don't you love this game?
Yeah. It's very good. It's very fun.
This is what happened. Chris and I pulled this out the other night.
Huga.
And we were sitting around. It was me and him and my mother-in-law, Chris's mom. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting around and we got through like three topics and we were just swept up in conversation for like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. I just think it's like so
did
nice.
Did Chris like it?
Yes.
Oh, good.
He did. And I think this is so nice. These prompts and this,
yeah.
this like, you know, way to, I don't know. I just think it's really cool. Really cool. For a lot of us, speaking of scheduling doctor's appointments, the start of the year feels like the right time to schedule doctor's appointments and check in with where you're at health-wise. But what about your reproductive health? Did you know 1 out of 8 couples struggle with infertility? Seriously, that's a wild statistic. Most people don't know or aren't ready to talk about it, but we need good data and information about our bodies in order to have informed conversations with our doctors and make the best decisions for ourselves and our futures. This is where Modern Fertility comes in. This is why it was created. It's an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. Mail it in with a prepaid label and you'll get your personalized results within 6 business days. You'll get insight into your hormone levels, like your ovarian reserve and other important factors that can impact your fertility. The results go deep into what every hormone means, and you can download the results to review with your doctor for next steps. Traditional hormone testing at a fertility clinic can cost over $600, but Modern Fertility tests the same general set of hormones for only $179. And if you go to modernfertility.com/sip, you can get $20 off your test. Plus, you can get reimbursed for your test through FSA or HSA. Honestly, like every time I read for this, and I, you guys have all probably heard me say this, I really sincerely wish I knew that something like this existed when Chris and I were trying to get pregnant with Ben. Because I went far too long just not really knowing what to do or who to go to. And we did find our way, you know, and there's lots of episodes that talk about that. But I just think Modern Fertility, doing it this way from your home, getting this kind of feedback at such an affordable price, I genuinely believe what they're doing is changing lives and helping create lives.
Right now,
so
Modern Fertility
amazing.
Is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/sip. That means your test will cost $159, which is a fraction of what it would cost at a fertility clinic. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/sip. Modernfertility.com/sip. This is a fun episode.
I know. We should bring Huga back.
Yeah, we should.
Just cozy conversations.
Cozy fireside
chat. You
know, chats.
Maybe this is going to be a standing thing of just, you know, this podcast has always been about connection.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we bring, this plays nicely, cozy conversations and connection with friends. What a nice segment.
So Gary Vee always releases episodes called Fireside Chats, but when I first started hearing, like seeing on his podcast, Fireside, I'm like, there's no way he's sitting around this many fires. So I think that's just like a term of like, hey, just casual connection. So I feel like that's what this is. We're doing a little fireside chat.
Yes.
I was looking it up. It says, it goes back to Roosevelt, but called his radio talks about issues of public concern, fireside chats, informal and relaxed. The talks made Americans feel as if we're talking directly to you. Yeah, that's what we're doing here. We're talking just with our besties, you know, you guys included. It's just a little fireside chat.
Yeah.
I like it.
There's a HUGA method to happiness, and part of that is listening to this podcast.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. All right.
All right. We're landing the bird?
Time to land.
Do you have a few rants.
Ooh.
Okay.
Pull up a chair.
I can't creep you. Keep cozy around that little fire we got built there. I don't know if I've talked about this because I know we talked about ketchup packets before, but we get these giant, huge ass things of ketchup, right?
Yeah.
And so they're in our fridge
like
for a while.
You're talking about like Costco.
The Costco. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Economy size, big old daddies. So the thing is like you squirt some on a plate and then, you know, you bring it up and there's like a little bit that comes over on the lid. And initially you're like, okay, close the lid, you know, just a little bit. But at the end of the bottle, that thing is disgust. It's a basically a pool of ketchup on top of the ketchup lid.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want it to, and it's, then it starts seeping
layered
out where your hands,
layers,
where you got to like, you know, you go in to flip the lid open and it's like, there's a little bit of like dried ketchup on the edge and it's just disgusting.
Yes.
And I think we're living like barbarians. Is that a word?
Yes.
It's awful. And yet here we are.
Here
so
we
that's
are.
Disgusting. That's my first one.
It's gross.
My second one is, and this is, I've thought about that. I notice it every single time. It bugs me every single time. And I thought, wow, you are a privileged bitch. Because it is when people do the dishes. And then they don't rinse the sink or put the food down the drain.
Yes.
So I notice John does this pretty much every single time. And this is why I'm a privileged bitch, because it's like, okay, he's doing the dishes. It's very nice. I very love that. Thank you. And my sister, when she came to visit, she would do the dishes as well.
Better.
Yes. But then I go then I think, oh, great. The dishes are done. And then I go to the sink and I just see like splatter. And we have a white sink now at this house. Splatter all over. Food, pizza crust and berry tops and noodles and just like food all over the sink. And I think this is disgusting. Could we have finished the job or do we go right up until the end and then say, I'm done.
Yes.
And I thought, I guess this is a thing because both John and my sister did it. Just all the dishes are in the dishwasher and done, but it's just a fucking wasteland left in the sink.
No, I can't hang with that.
You
gotta. I clean the. I wash the sink.
I do too with my spy. That's the last step
soap,
of the thing.
And then I scrub it.
Scrub it.
And then I put the spray on.
Right. Yeah. You want to get it all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Yep. Same. And then because the food is like left, I ended up buying disposal cleaners because then it sometimes stinks. So then I'll pop one of those things in, and that's nice. It gives me back to life. But I'm like, you know, this is just gross. Okay. And then the other thing that happened today, and this has happened a few times, bless his heart. I'm in here today and I'm walking. I'm doing a walk on the treadmill, but I'm doing 12 incline and I'm trying to challenge myself. So
you're
climbing
a mountain.
I'm doing a hike. So I'm on, you know, it's not a walk, it's a hike. I'm on 12 incline and I'm trying to challenge myself with speed a little bit. So I'm going like, you know, 3.4 miles per
hour.
That's
a lot on a 12.
It's pretty. So I'm sweating and I'm out of breath. I'm winded. John's coming in. He comes in first. He talks to me about the message that the people sent from the daycare. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, uh-huh. You know, and he's like, and I got nothing. So I just, it's one word answer. And then he comes in again and he says, hey, I'm trying to send a picture out. And it says I don't have my iMessage is enabled, but I do. Ever had that happen before? And I'm like, I don't know, man.
John is me.
He leaves. And then he comes back in. He's got his phone again. What did he say? He said, oh, hey, Kara said she can make you the cheesecake bars for your birthday dessert tomorrow. And I just looked at him and I said, hey, hon, I don't want to talk to you while I'm working out. And he said, he kind of smirked and he said, oh, are you sure? I said, very. And then he like backs out of the room and he shuts the door slowly. But like,
hey, hon.
That was not the time, okay? Love ya.
I am with my this other boyfriend right now.
Absolutely inappropriate.
Okay?
This is inappropriate.
You need to give me some private time with space. My treadmill boyfriend.
Yeah. But yeah, people talking to me when I'm working out. You know, that's the thing. When you work out at home, he's done this many, many times. Comes in, he'll want to have a full-on conversation, and I'm in the middle of a squat holding 40-pound dumbbells. You know, it's like,
yeah,
no.
Talk to me later.
Yeah, I can't. I can't.
Chris will be doing things that I can tell are important, but they're not more important
right.
than the things that I'm bringing in him.
Breathing. I'm trying to breathe right now. Okay?
And then I'll tell him the same things over and over. Hey, did I already say this? And he's like, yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have so much to talk to him about.
Yeah, right.
All the time.
Right. And it's like, probably your brains are thinking like, oh, if I don't say this now, I'll forget. Let me address it. Let's just check it off the list.
Yeah.
But I'm like.
And sometimes I catch myself. I'm like, oh, I know he's like in a zone of flow or whatever it may be. And I know. But then he can tell I'm holding back. So he's just like, what?
What is it? Yeah.
Hey.
So I don't want to bug you, but.
But hey.
Okay.
My rant. Last night I was making that curry.
Yeah.
I've ranted about this before, but this is my brain. What happens to me. Brush my teeth, pajamas, you know, I just tend to Ellie for a little bit. I like look at my phone for a little bit. I'm like cozy in my bed. And I say out loud, I turn to Chris, did I turn the oven off?
Oh.
Did I turn? And we live. Oh, and God. The real rant here is Have living on a two-story house.
Yeah.
Because I can't just like walk out the room and go check.
Right. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, so like our bedroom's on the
15th floor.
15th floor. I have to go. 15,
you have 15 flights of stairs.
We're on, you know, upstairs, and then the oven's downstairs. Did I turn off the oven? I must have. You know, I'm thinking to myself, how could I not have? And then I think about the times where I didn't turn off the oven. Yeah. Or the other day, sometimes I go, you know, straight downstairs and I'm making the kids breakfast and I'm eating breakfast, but my toothbrush is upstairs. So sometimes I bring my toothbrush and my toothpaste downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
So that after I eat, it's just right there.
Ready to go. Yeah.
Ready to go. And then fast forward that night, time to go to bed, doing my bedtime routine, toothbrush is downstairs.
Right.
Okay. Why haven't they invented toothbrushes that can fly?
Right. Well, yeah.
Why haven't, this is realistic. That's not realistic, but here's something that's realistic. Why haven't they figured out how to connect ovens to your phone?
Okay. I was going to say is probably they have. I'm guessing.
I just have a crap oven?
No, I'm guessing because there's people that have like smart homes, you know?
I was supposed to have one.
We were supposed to have a smart home too. And we're just not smart enough to. To deal with it. But we're supposed to be able to say things. Alexa, lock the door. Alexa, close the garage. Alexa, set the alarm. Alexa, turn on the kitchen lights. Alexa, like you can do all of these things. And so I was thinking that about your oven. Like I wonder if it was like, hey, Alexa, turn the oven off or something like that. But then you said the thing about the toothbrush and it's like,
well, that's
a real pickle.
Yeah.
You know,
Ben figured out how to use the Alexa.
Oh, great. Every Is he ordering night. Things? What's he doing?
He yells at it, which, you know, that sometimes always goes kids over well do with things her. That are a mirror of you. And I thought, I've done that because she doesn't listen. She listens to Alexa, listens to Chris, but she doesn't listen to me.
Oh, misogynistic. So right now. Shocking.
And so we've talked about that here and she's talking to me right now. So he'll walk up to her real angry. Mm-hmm. Alexa, play Jingle Bell Rock on repeat is
For
what he
God's
asks.
For God's sakes, Alexa!
Sir, every night.
Yeah.
So good. All right. What's your rave?
Oh, my rave is just aging. You know, someone messaged me the other day and she's like, oh, I'm turning 40 next month. I'm not ready for that. And I don't ever, never have I ever had that in my brain where I don't have any issues with getting older. I feel so lucky. Like I just really, I don't know. And it's not because of like, of where I'm at in my life or anything. Like there was times it was, you know, when I had, we had nothing. We were living in a like shit filled basement apartment and literal sewage. And I still just felt like there's something about getting to have another year on Earth, even when it's all messy and gross and like the world doesn't always look so pretty. I mean, of course, it depends what lens you're looking through, but there is tragedy and trauma and things everywhere. And I still just feel like what a gift aging is, you know? Yeah. So I just am like, and I always notice it around my birthday that, hey, I had a whole other year and I'm not promised this whole next one, but I'm grateful for all the ones that have come so far. And I'm excited to see however many days I get, you know, that's my,
I feel like that's how we need to end it. My rave was your birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
That you're here. I mean that, but you said it so perfectly. I'm happy you're here. I'm happy we're here at the same time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I was thinking when you said you're going to be a horse, I thought, of course we're going to come back in the next one. We're going to be horses flying through the pastures together.
Yes. Yeah.
Getting into mischief. We're going to play pranks on all the other animals.
Yes. We're going to have just flowing manes and strong legs. And,
and strong legs. So not much has changed.
Lots of teeth.
Yeah.
We're going to be
lots of teeth. We're going to be funny. We're
big
gonna be
smiles.
We're going to be goofballs.
Yeah.
Goofballs. We're going to be goofball horses in our next life. But yes, I'm grateful for having this life together. Certainly.
All right.
All right, guys.
Well, you can sit with us.
Always.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
same.
Sign me up.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.